Hello, welcome to Holden Village. Today is July 12th, 2000. In the fireside room this morning is Eunice Scarf. Today's session number is 2012, and it's titled The Story Workshop, Writing Your Own, The Tie That Binds Us. Let's listen in.
You're looking for an image, one single concrete, visible image. One word will do. This period in my life is like riding the rapids. Okay, that's three. Use what you need to use. And when you found that image, no explanation to us is needed, no explanation to yourself is needed. When you found that image, if you'll put it below your date, and then I'm going to begin reading our prompts for today. I read for about 6 minutes, and then you'll have a chance to write out of memory. Anyone who has an image on the page, you could just name it into the circle. No comment, please, as to what it means for you. This period in my life is like, can I just hear single words?
Growing.
Can't hear one of those.
Growing.
Growing, I can't see.
Mountain.
I'm asking, spend it, stop there. I'm looking for an image, a concrete image. This period in my life, did somebody say growling or growing?
No, growing.
Terribly sorry. I can't see growing either, actually. It's a process. It moves through time. I've been really fussy this morning. Look for a single image. What could represent equal to? My life today is like.
Flowing stream.
Flowing stream, I can see.
Migrating bird.
Pardon?
Migrating bird.
Migrating bird.
Dawning day.
Dawning day. You could just say dawn. We know it's of a day.
No, but the day is the concept. It's ongoing.
All right. If you insist on two words when one will do, that's fine. Any other words?
Bowl.
Pardon?
Bowl.
Bowl. My life is like a bowl.
Free spirit.
Free spirit? I can't see it.
Oh, jumping. That's to be concrete.
Jumping.
Can see sailboat it. In irons.
A sailboat in irons.
That's stop. Three words.
We'll let it go.
Like a lull before the storm.
Like a lull before the storm. I can experience it. I can't see it. Can you draw that on the page? Look at your image and say, can I draw this?
Buds flowering.
My Lord, the Lord is my shepherd. Can you draw shepherd? Mm-hmm. The Lord is like my shepherd. Is the embedded meaning. You can draw shepherd. You can hold on to that image of shepherd in your mind forever. May you only walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You have the image of shepherd with you. We are looking for concrete image. I have never done this to a class before. I've every time said, that's a wonderful image. More.
Stock
you're
market.
In grade two now. What?
Stock market.
Stock market.
A tree.
A tree.
Like a woman.
Look, see how simple we're getting down to plain language. This period in my life is like a tree. We know the properties of tree, that they grow, that they may or may not lose leaves, that they have infinite patience to become what they become.
Like they, a womb?
Pardon?
Womb.
Womb? That's fine. I haven't seen one. I know they're there.
Buds flower.
Buds flower. All right, we'll finish with that. That's all we're doing on this today. But it is something if you wish to think in the area of the instruments of the imagination. The tools of the imagination, the language of the imagination is image and metaphor, a whole lot more, adjectives and adverbs as well. But also, at its heart, is image, metaphor. Image is a picture. So you can practice tomorrow morning if you like. Get up, this period in my, this day in my life, or tonight, this day in my life, this period in my life is life. Name the image, draw it if you like. Start writing a half a page. It's a good thing to do at the end of the day. All right, that's all we're going to do on that. Can you take a deep breath down here to the belly? And drop your shoulders. These are the muscles that have to work when you're writing. That pen is pushed by the muscles up here, so you loosen the shoulder. You might even roll your shoulders, because as soon as I finish reading, we're going to write, and that's where your energy will go today. I'm going to read from several things. Lots of images will surface, and any time you hear a line or a phrase or an image that you like, not that you understand or not that means something to you, but that you like, go for like and don't like. I like that line. You're looking for four or five lines or phrases which please you. You'll have a little list when I finish reading. Then I'll be quiet, you'll look at your list or consider what's been stirred in your memory, and you'll move into writing anything you like, imagined or remembered. And don't think memory is not also an invention. We won't go into that, but how you select from memory becomes its own creation of your story. Different, unlike anyone else's who is there with you. And then we'll read aloud, and that's all we do. Okay, so I'll begin reading. I've put a name of a few writers on the board. I wasn't quite sure what we were going to hear today. It sometimes depends on who you are. I'd like to read from Harjo, Joy Harjo. And her name I'll put on the board, H-A-R-J-O. She's a Native American writer, editor for a very fine collection of Native American women's writing, and a prolific poet herself. And I think we need this one today. It's called Eagle Poem. And I'll repeat any line if you like. You need not discuss this poem or write on the same subject. You're just borrowing any images that open a door for you. All right, Eagle Poem. To pray, you open your whole self to sky, to earth, to sun, to moon, to one whole voice that is you. And know there is more that you can't see, can't hear, can't know except in moments steadily growing and in languages that aren't always sound, but other circles of motion. Like eagle that Sunday morning over Salt River, circled in blue sky and wind, swept our hearts clean with sacred wings. We see you, see ourselves, and know that we must take the utmost care and kindness in all things. Breathe in, knowing we are made of all this. And breathe, knowing we are truly blessed because we were born. And die soon. Because we were born and die soon within a true circle of motion. Like eagle rounding out the morning inside us, we pray that it will be done in beauty, in beauty. I think you deserve to hear that last half as it's meant to be written with like eagle that Sunday morning.
Like eagle that Sunday morning over Salt River, circled in blue sky, in wind, swept our hearts clean with sacred wings. We see you, see ourselves, and know that we must take the utmost care and kindness in all things. Breathe in, knowing we are made of all this, and breathe, knowing we are truly blessed, because we were born and die soon. within a true circle of motion, like eagle rounding out the morning inside us. We pray that it will be done in beauty, in beauty.
Thank you, Ingrid. Are there any lines you'd like repeated? You can gather whatever you like. Just leave them on your page and we'll have one other reading.
The one's about the eagle running out the morning.
It's called the Eagle Poem, and it begins to pray you open your whole self to sky, to earth, to sun, to moon, to one whole voice that is you. And to know there is more you can't see, can't hear, can't know except in moments, steadily growing, and in languages that aren't always sound, but other circles of motion, like eagle that Sunday morning over Salt River. Circled in blue sky, in wind, swept our hearts clean with sacred wings.
All right, I invite you to go to a moment, if you like, of awareness or otherness. I would like to invite you to go perhaps to those moments when you've sensed mystery. They are not necessarily, as you know, confined to the institution inside the walls or with others. Those moments when you've experienced or been aware of mystery, and that line repeated, what is there that is in beauty. Or in this one, you can also suggest, where have you prayed? With whom have you prayed? For what have you prayed? When haven't you prayed? When is prayer most important? If you like it, life history of prayer in your life. Thank you, Ingrid. I'd like to read one or two others. You've got that one, just draw a line. If you want to start writing, go ahead. I will read from something else. This is a very brief one by Lisa Mueller, and it's here. Lisa Mueller, an American writer, poet. Very dense poem. Pick one line to put down on your page, rather than try catching them all. Among rocks, I am the loose one. Among arrows, I am the heart. Among daughters, I am the recluse. Among sons, I am the one who dies young. Among answers, I am the question. Between lovers, I am the sore. Among scars, I am the fresh wound. Among confetti, the black flag. Among shoes, I am the one with the pebble. Among days, I am the one that never comes. Among the bones you find on the beach, the one that sings was mine. The question is not what you understand of this poem, but what language or line speaks to you that will open up, if you like, one line and then go into prose. Yes?
Can I hear the first one again?
Among rocks, I am the loose one.
Could you read the whole thing?
Yes, yes, it is dense.
Wonderful.
And for any one of these lines, you could imagine she writes a whole page. Mm-hmm. My line, among rocks, I am the loose one, and then a whole page in prose. But she stayed just with the metaphor, just with the image, as we did, asked you to do this morning. Among rocks, I am the loose one. Among arrows, I am the heart. Among daughters, I am the recluse. Among sons, the one who dies young. Among answers, I am the question. Between lovers, I am the sword. Among scars, I am the fresh wound. Among confetti, the black flag. Among shoes, I am the one with the pebble. Among days, the one that never comes. Among the bones you find on the beach, the one that sings was mine. It's called Night Song. If you want a clean and simple piece of writing this morning, you write facts about Holden. Number them, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the place I always go in the summer. If you want to ground yourself in the here and now, get away from image. The third prompt is facts about Holden, or if you like, facts about where I come from. Do You understand? So if you go way out here is too opening for you, you come right to the present moment. Facts about my life in this place and what this place is. To go into metaphor is to go to infinite ripples of meaning. Always more story. You are so close to home, take hold of it. And I'm going to throw in one more line for you from Laura Crozier, because I'm always worried you don't have enough, which is absolutely ludicrous. You always have enough. This is called Packing for the Future, Instructions, and I'm reading just the opening three lines. Take the thickest socks. Wherever you're going, you'll have to walk. There may be water, there may be stones. There may be high places. Take the thickest socks. Wherever you're going, you'll have to walk. There may be water, there may be stones, there may be high places. You cannot go without the hope good socks bring you. The way they hold you to the earth. Take a velvet bag, take a leather satchel, take an old tin box with a salamander painted on the lid. Well, that should keep you going for 20 minutes.